Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Today, I want to read you a little story about a cat. The story is called The Cat Who Wanted to Go Home, and it's by Jill Tomlinson. It's a rather extraordinary story of a little cat who gets taken across the channel that lies between France and England, and she has to work out how to get home to her family. So let's listen to a little bit of the first chapter. Susie was a little striped cat. She had stiffly starched white whiskers and a fine pair of football socks on her front paws. Susie lived in the house of a fisherman in a little seaside village in France. The fisherman had four sons. Pierre was 10 years old. Henri was 8. Paul was 6. And Gabby was 4. So when they stood in a row, they looked like a set of steps. All the boys played with Susie, and they took her with them everywhere. Pierre, the eldest one, made Susie a scratching post by wrapping a bit of old carpet round one of the fat legs of the big kitchen table. Susie could sharpen her claws whenever she liked. Henri knew which were the best tickly places on her spotted tummy. Although all the rest of her was covered with black stripes, Susie's tummy was fawn with black spots. Henri said she was a tiger on top and a leopard underneath. And anyway, he was a jolly good tickler. Paul made a toy for her. He tied a piece of crackly paper to the end of a long piece of string and pulled it along on the ground for her to chase. Susie could run very fast, and Paul could not keep ahead of her for very long. She would pounce and catch the paper again and again. Paul would stand still to get his breath back and dangle the bit of paper just out of reach above her head. Susie would leap and leap to catch it, with Paul jerking it away when she got too near. Paul was great fun. But Gabby, the youngest, was the best. Susie adored him, and for a very odd reason. Gabby didn't know the proper way to stroke a cat. Most cats like being stroked from head to tail, the way their fur lies. But Gabby always stroked Susie the wrong way, backwards, from tail to head. And Susie loved it. She would wriggle against his hand with delight, purring like a sewing machine, asking him to do it again and again. She liked it better than anything in the world. Yes, even better than eating fish. And Susie liked eating fish very much indeed, which was just as well, because she had it for breakfast and supper every day. The boys always helped their father when he came home in his boat with his catch of fish. Every day they waited for him on the quay, Pierre and Henri and Paul and Gabby and Susie. She was allowed to eat as much as she wanted of the fish that were too small to be sold. There was always something for Susie, even when the catch wasn't very good. She would have grown fat if the boys had not given her so much exercise. Susie hated it when the boys were at school and there was no one to play with her, nobody to dangle a bit of string or throw a ball or climb trees with her. She would wander around the quay by herself, getting in everybody's way, or go exploring in the fields beyond the village. There's a little taste of a book about a cat, and I hope you are intrigued enough to maybe go and find it. I read a very interesting thing that Pope Francis said just the other day. He was talking about wanting to introduce to seminaries and the training of priests the reading of novels and poems. Because he said, and I agree with him completely, that when we read poetry and novels, we are actually getting into somebody else's life, into their perspective and their way of thinking. It isn't just the story, it's also what they think about that we start to see on the page. And this helps us to grow in wisdom and compassion. And those are things we want to grow in. And so I encourage all of you to read and read and then read some more. Let's close our eyes now. Let's pray for all children, that they might learn to read, that they might have the gift of learning to read. And we also pray for all pets, that that they might have good lives and help children to learn to play and to be gentle and to be loyal and to look after somebody else. We ask this, Lord, trusting in your love, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.